Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
82, you can't complain about that, for goodness sakes.
Glorious. Wow. Glorious.
That is fantastic. All right, let's get to the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. Tom is taking time out of his day to join us. What's going on, Tom?
Just driving down the road. I'm in the fantasy league with Jack and Mike and them and Kathy and them.
That's a terrible rules league, you got to admit, isn't it, Tom?
Yes, it is. I didn't like the rules at all, but...
okay, thanks.
I had the second pick overall last year, and I took Gurley because I didn't think they knew anything about Barkley. I got him in the third round, and I got Hill. I took him in the second round, and I got Hill in the third. I ended up losing in the finals because I didn't have anybody left to play when it came time for the finals, but it was still fun to be in the league.
Well, be careful about Gurley this year, right?
Oh, that's for sure. He died pretty much at the end of last year.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Now, full disclosure, this league that Tom's in with Mike Kennedy and Jack Oliver, it's pretty much you get 100 yards rushing or bust, or you score a touchdown or bust. Pretty much no other points any other way, right, Tom?
Oh, that's it. Yeah, I had a guy catch 15 passes and got 99 yards, and I got absolutely nothing.
Why are you in the league, Tom?
Because I know Kathy and Jack. I've known Jack for 40 years, and it's the first fantasy league I was ever in.
Well,
they need to change the rules, Tom.
I told them that myself.
Well, I'm sure, and I know another couple people in league too. Thanks, Tom. That's 15 catches for 99 yards and 0 points.
Yeah, that's not right.
That is not right. That's the best way to put it.
No.
Thanks for the call, Tom. All right, Bruce, I got a question for you.
All right.
And this has very little to do with the Royals, but it just happened against the Royals, okay? On Sunday, that game that Cleveland won 5-4 over the Royals, in essence, Jose Ramirez and Francisco Lindor one-armed home runs. They were out in front of breaking balls that were down. They were somewhere between the knees and the dirt, so they weren't even really strikes. Glenn Sparkman threw them. I think they were both curveballs. Anyway, they were out on their front foot, off balance a little bit, kept their hands back like good big league hitters do, and essentially one-armed home runs.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about the home run pace. We talked about the juice baseballs. If things continue on their current pace, Major League Baseball hitters are going to combine for nearly 6,700 home runs this year. So if we all know that's not necessarily the elephant in the room, but if that's the case, plus we're going with potential robot umpires, plus we're going with potential this and that, why can't we bring back, and I'm not saying this just because I used to pitch, why can't we allow pitchers to either scuff baseballs or throw spitters?
Well, you don't even get a chance to scuff a baseball right now.
It hits the dirt and it goes out of play.
Yeah, it goes out of play.
Yes.
I always thought that it would be advantageous to take a – because, I mean, at least you can get a scuff on a ball that hits dirt, a little bit of one. Why are you so quick to get rid of it?
I don't understand why big league baseballs – I mean, you talk about a short shelf life.
Oh, my God. They're gone and they can be gone in one pitch.
And you don't even have to foul it into the stands. If it's fouled back or in the dirt or – I mean, I think there's a chance. Well, if one's put in play for the third out, that one's not coming back either. That one's going into the stands.
How many balls in – this is a question I need some of our guys in blue to tell us about. How many balls before a major league game get rubbed down before they get into – they use them and get put them into play? I mean, do you start with
– I heard this not long ago, and I forgot. But remember that extra inning game that the Astros and the Dodgers played?
Yes.
Imagine how many balls were.
I mean, I can't even.
Gone through
I mean,
in that game.
And you got to rub all those balls out. you know, you just don't take a ball out of a box and say, hey, here you go.
No, they're, I got that Mississippi mud thing going
right
with the rub. Yeah.
So I don't know. But I'd be very curious to know about that because you're right, man. They just – ball hits the dirt. Catcher will immediately give it to an umpire. Umpire, boom, that ball is gone, and off they go. So, yeah, I don't know.
I'm only partially serious, mostly not, tongue-in-cheek. But, you know, if –
how many spitters have you ever thrown?
All kinds and playing catch.
Yeah.
You know, just to see what it do.
What does it do? I mean, what does it really do? Is it any worse than what a knuckleball does just by throwing it the right way?
You get to throw it harder. Knuckleball, you can't throw as hard.
Yeah, that's true.
It reacts unpredictably.
Okay.
And you know it when you see it, for example.
Right.
Go on Twitter. I can't remember who did it. A guy from the Rays, a right-hander to a left-hand batter, threw a ball that started inside and finished up a foot outside. Think about the physics of that. It was basically turbo screwball. He did something to the ball. I mean,
well,
something
that's an
was,
awkward motion anyway, just to create that direction.
Right.
So,
to answer your question, over 100 balls are gone through in a Major League Baseball game from the answers that I'm seeing and hearing online. But, and I know that maybe the comeback to the one-armed home run would be, well, everybody throws 95 to 100 miles an hour, so that's as much as
I thought Lindor's was particularly egregious, though. I mean, yeah, I feel you. When you see something like that, it irritates you a little bit. I mean, that's as much of an – that's more evidence that the ball is juiced than anything else. It not the 480-foot home runs. It's when guys like that can one-arm a ball and get it out of the ballpark. That's your argument for juiced baseballs, I think.
And, you know, we've got all these other, you know, rule tweaks and adds and, you know, if we get to a point in a game where it's extra innings, we'll put a guy at second base to start the inning. All these things that just aren't baseball rules. Well, it used to be you could throw a spitter if you wanted to.
Sure.
Now you could never scuff up a baseball. You can never deface the baseball. That was always, as far as I know, illegal. You know, you couldn't Joe Niekro a ball and have an emery board in your pocket. But wouldn't that be funner now? You know, it's like, okay, you guys can hit balls 9 miles. Try to hit this after I put some Vaseline on the side of it. You know, I feel like we're at least entering that territory, what with, you know, fake umpires in the Atlantic League and moving distances back.
Well, that'll never happen because that's Major League Baseball giving the pitcher an advantage. And that's not the world we live in right now. It's all about creating an advantage for the hitter.
Yeah, more runs, more.
More runs, more this. Run. Yeah, I mean, that's it. It's not like the pitcher's going to get a break. They're already up there throwing the ball 97, 98.
Yeah, I know.
So that's that'll be baseball's logic, fractured as it is. Atlantic League's going to continue with the robo-umps.
And they're a proving ground for Major League
Baseball.
For the
Major Leagues.
See if this works or not. See if this.
I know. I was talking with someone the other day, and they were laughing at the notion. And I said, you understand that that's a Major League, that that's all being done with the blessing and the understanding that the Major Leagues are gathering data on all of this. Huh? I said, yeah. It's a Major League initiative.
Mm-hmm. The Yankees.
So they're not just being quirky and weird.
No. The Yankees-Twins game yesterday was every bit of quirky and weird. The game started with two Yankees walks, and then Edwin Encarnacion grounded into a 5-4-3 triple play.
Unreal.
It was the second time in his career that Encarnacion had hit into one. The only other active players to do that are Yadier Molina and Sean Rodriguez. There's a bar bet for you.
And that's a good one.
Also the second triple play in Major League Baseball this season. But after turning the triple play, the Twins hit back-to-back home runs in the bottom half of the inning. And according to Elias, the Twins became the first team in Major League history to turn a triple play and hit back-to-back home runs in the same inning.
Well, okay, that's significant, isn't it?
No, keep listening. In the third inning, the Twins scored on a bases-loaded catcher's interference. The Twins are, not surprisingly, the only team to do that this season, as they've now done it twice. It also happened July 4th at Oakland. So Monday's Yankees-Twins game was the first in the expansion era to have a triple play, back-to-back home runs, and a catcher's interference with the bases loaded. Now, to kind of counter my point on pitchers being able to throw spitballs, Gerrit Cole is kind of ruining it for everybody else because he struck out 11 in seven innings last night, pushing him over the 200 strikeout mark already. 200 strikeouts for Gerrit Cole in 133 in a third innings. He's the second quickest to strike out 200 in modern Major League Baseball history, and that's since 1900, and the quickest in American League history. Only Randy Johnson struck out 200 in fewer innings than Gerrit Cole did last night.
Well, Randy Johnson, I'm going to do a little compare and contrast. Randy Johnson did it at a time when we weren't doing, when it was an all just grip and rip.
Right. Guys were actually trying to put the ball in play more.
Guys were actually trying to put the ball in play. And so, and Gerrit Cole, now look, Gerrit Cole is freakish, but he is also pitching in an era where it's everything or nothing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, now, don't get me wrong. I'd like having Gerrit Cole in my rotation, but part of it is, you know, the way baseball is right now. Randy Johnson just scared you on the mound.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and he might throw the last five pitches faster than the first five, go a little nuclear loose on you. Speaking of strikeouts, striking out the world, your guy, Matt Barnes.
Mm-hmm.
In his last two combined years in the big leagues, it's just now eclipsed 100 innings. He's 101 innings in his last 2 years. He struck out 167 batters. I mean, he's the epitome, and is he your setup guy?
Yeah.
And the Red Sox setup guy, say yours.
Yep.
Bruce is a Red Sox guy. He does nothing but strike people out.
Yep.
167 strikeouts in 101 innings in relief. He has four saves this year, but normally he's a setup guy, 44 games pitched. If you can't, and that's, by the way, that's 16.2 strikeouts per nine innings this year. 39 and a third, 71 strikeouts. Here's another tangent while we're on it. This is just a baseball segment. How come the Royals don't have an opener? How come they haven't tried that yet? And here's another question.
That's an interesting question.
Do the Red Sox?
Who would it be?
It could be Josh Staumont now, the 100-mile-an-hour guy.
Yeah?
I'm not exactly sure who it would be. I don't have a great candidate for you just because their bullpen's not all that great, but they have two long guys in Jorge Lopez and Brian Flynn that you could bring in after your quote-unquote opener, but they haven't even tried that yet. Have the Red Sox done that? Their rotation's good enough they don't have to do that, right?
Yeah, they don't need to. What's the general length? How many pitches do you want an opener to go?
One or two innings, like 20 pitches.
Okay, that seems reasonable. Yeah, why wouldn't you try that?
I don't know.
Especially if you were a middling to less starting rotation. Why not?
I don't know. Unless you don't trust the relievers much more than you trust the starters, which I can understand that. Because you got to start a decent opener.
A tweak. And that's a tweak to baseball that's unconventional. But I don't have a problem with that. I bet you don't either.
No. No, if
I mean, it sounds gimmicky. At first, it has kind of a gimmicky feel to it. But really, if you stop to think about it, especially if you're trying to kind of smoke and mirrors your starting rotation a little bit, I think it's a pretty interesting way to do
things. More power to you if you can make it
work.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Sure. Why not?
A reminder, listen to Under the Hood on KFH each Saturday morning starting at 9, hosted by Phil Nightingale, General Manager of Mel Hamilton Ford, Service Manager Josh Proffitt. Call the show and ask questions about your vehicle. It's Under the Hood, Saturday mornings from 9 until 10 on KFH. Your rental equipment headquarters, Superior Rents, brings us On This Day in Sports History. That's coming up July 23rd. We'll find out what happened when we come back.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.